This is program number LW2647. Well, did you hear about the goose who chose the easy way to success? Hi, this is Larry West. Well, you see, it happened one fall day that geese were flying south for the winter. One goose in the flock, who thought himself rather intelligent, thought to himself, "What's the use of all of this?" Looking down from the sky, he spotted a barnyard where he saw chickens eating corn, and he decided that that was the smart thing to do. He told his friends goodbye, and he swooped down on the chicken house, where he could enjoy warm comfort all winter long. Well, the winter came, and the goose found himself quite happy with his decision. He had all the corn he could eat, and it seemed the other fowls in the barnyard didn't really mind his being there, so it seemed that he had made the right decision. Well, when spring came, everything was well. The warm breezes began to blow, and soon the wild geese began coming back. Now, the goose in the barnyard heard their cry as they flew back over, and nature told him to join them. Well, as he reached out and stretched forth his wings to fly away, he couldn't. His eating the farmer's corn had gotten him fat, and now he couldn't follow the call of the wild geese. You see, he took the easy way out. When you do that, it can rob you of the very best. I like what a man named Leo Bickmore, president of the National Biscuit Company, once wrote on achieving success. He told of one day his seeing 9 drafts of one of President Roosevelt's speeches. He said that the first one was rough, the second was improved, and the third showed greater improvement still. He said the 9th draft differed from the 8th in only one word. And then he made his point. He suggested that that was one of the keys to Roosevelt's success. Here's what he said about it. Long days and sleepless nights. If you don't want to pay the price, you'd better not shop at the leadership counter. In other words, there's not really an easy way to be successful. Really, it takes basically 3 things. It takes, 1, dedication. It takes, 2, faith. And 3rd, it takes hard work. Dedication, faith, and hard work. And you know, sometimes you don't know what you can do, really, until it's forced upon you. I don't know if you are aware of it or not, but when Michelangelo was ordered to decorate the walls and ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, he insisted that he just couldn't do it. He wasn't qualified. He had never tried to do that kind of thing, and he was afraid that it would be a failure. Well, the Pope refused his refusal, so he started to work, and the result is one of the greatest paintings of all times. What I'm saying is, you can do it if you will, and you might be pleasantly surprised what the outcome will be if you'll dedicate yourself to a task. Have faith in the fact that you can do it, and then work hard at it. It was Gibbon who worked 20 years writing his Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. 20 years. A man named Marcus Morton ran for governor of Massachusetts 16 times before he was finally elected. 16 times. They were dedicated, they had faith, and they worked hard. Maybe this will make my point. 2 frogs fell into a deep cream bowl. One was an optimistic soul, but the other took the gloomy view. "We shall drown," he cried, without more ado. So, with a last despairing cry, he flung up his legs and he said, "Goodbye." Quoth the other frog with a merry grin, "I can't get out, but I won't give in. I'll just swim round until my strength is spent, then I'll die the more content." Bravely he swam until it would seem his struggles began to churn the cream. On top of the butter, at last he stopped, and out of the bowl he gaily hopped. What of the moral? 'Tis easily found. If you can't hop out, keep swimming round. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Dedication, faith, and hard work. That is, in fact, well, what God demands when he says that we people are to give him ourselves. And this is the way the Bible puts it, as a living sacrifice. Dedication, faith, and hard work. Think about it. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.